TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. In medicine, we've found cures for so many diseases, which is astonishing and wonderful. But there still isn't a cure for the pesky common cold. Why is that? On today's show, science educator George Zeidan explains why rhinoviruses, which cause up to 50% of all colds, remain impervious to vaccines and antiviral drugs. Are we doomed to sniffle forever?
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
In 2000, a company called ViroPharma ran clinical trials of Plecanoril, a new pill designed to treat the common cold. In many patients, the pill helped. But in 7 of them, just a few days into the treatment, researchers found mutated virus variants that were almost completely resistant to Plecanoril. Now, viruses are always mutating, but this one mutated so quickly that it managed to outmaneuver years of research and development in just a few days. If you didn't have an immune system and caught a cold, the infection would quickly spread deep into your lungs. Rampant viral replication would destroy tissue there until your lungs couldn't supply your body with enough oxygen, and you'd asphyxiate. Unfortunately, for millions of people around the world who live with a less than fully functional immune system, or who are on immunosuppressant drugs, this is a real risk. Quote-unquote minor infections can turn serious or even deadly. But if you're fortunate enough to have a fully functional immune system, a cold will probably give you a few relatively mild symptoms. On average, adults catch more than 150 colds throughout their lives. And despite the fact that the symptoms are similar, the cause could be different each time. Common colds are caused by at least 8 different families of virus, each of which can have its own species and subtypes. How can so many different viruses cause the same illness? Well, viruses can only invade our bodies in a few ways. One is to come in on a breath, and we have to breathe. So our immune system sets up a bunch of frontline defenses, and these are actually what produce many of the symptoms of a cold. Your mucusy dripping nose is your immune system trapping and flushing out virus. Your fever is your immune system raising your body temperature to slow down viral replication. And your inflamed, well, everything, that's your immune system widening your blood vessels and recruiting its white blood cell army to help kill the virus. So if the common cold is caused by many different viruses, is a cure even possible? Here's one fact in our favor. A single family of viruses causes 30 to 50% of all colds, rhinovirus. If we could eliminate all rhinovirus infections, we'd be a long way towards curing the common cold. There are 2 main ways to fight a virus, vaccines and antiviral drugs. The first attempt to create a rhinovirus vaccine was a success, but a short-lived one. In 1957, William Price vaccinated 50 kids with inactivated rhinovirus and gave 50 others a placebo. Soon afterwards, a rhinovirus outbreak spread throughout the kids. In the vaccinated group, only 3 got sick. In the placebo group, 23 did, almost 8 times as many. And despite the small numbers, this was promising. The immune systems of vaccinated kids were successfully recognizing and responding to rhinovirus. But later trials of the vaccine showed no protection at all, none. This wasn't Price's fault. No one at the time knew that rhinovirus had multiple subtypes. Price's vaccine, for reasons we don't fully understand, didn't provide broad protection, meaning it was only effective against one or maybe a few subtypes of rhinovirus, out of 169 subtypes and counting. Sometimes when we make a vaccine, we get lucky. The mRNA COVID vaccines, for example, effectively protect us against severe disease and death across the original virus and variants too. But we have yet to create a broadly protective vaccine against rhinovirus or any other virus that causes the common cold. Okay, what about antiviral drugs? Viruses hijack human cellular machinery to replicate and spread. So it's hard to make a molecule that's toxic to the virus without also being toxic to the human. And even if you manage to do that, the virus could mutate out of reach of the drug. Viruses are slippery beasts. We have, though, had some incredible successes. We eradicated smallpox thanks to an effective vaccine, the fact that it can't hide out in other species, and its relatively low mutation rate. HIV, on the other hand, mutates so quickly that in an untreated individual, every possible single-letter mutation in the virus's genetic code could, in theory, be produced in a single day. Despite trying for decades, we still don't have a vaccine, but we do have an effective cocktail of HIV drugs that the virus can't easily mutate away from. Unfortunately, we are stuck with colds for now, but the last few decades have featured some entirely game-changing medical breakthroughs like mRNA vaccines and CRISPR. CRISPR could be particularly promising as an antiviral agent because it originally evolved in bacteria as an immune defense against viruses. In fact, early in the COVID-19 pandemic, a research team showed that a CRISPR system could degrade coronavirus and influenza genomes in our lung cells. They called their system Prophylactic Antiviral CRISPR in Human Cells, or for short, Pac-Man.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for this show comes from Brooks. I've really gotten into running this year, so I have to tell you about the Ghost 16 from Brooks, because this shoe is kind of a game changer. I found the cushioning to be next level comfortable. It's incredibly soft, yet surprisingly lightweight. It's literally comfortable every time my foot hits the pavement. The Ghost 16 from Brooks isn't just a shoe for me. It's a daily boost for my runs. Visit brooksrunning.com to learn more. Thanks so much for listening today. This episode was produced by Joanne DeLuna and fact-checked by Ted. And special thanks to Anna Phelan, Grace Rubenstein, Maria Lagis, Michelle Quint, and Colin Helms. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Stay well, and I'll talk to you next week.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.